The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start out with the schedule at the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. And Sunday, December 26th, it's the Hip Hop Nutcracker, a unique and joyful holiday mashup for the whole family. The Hip Hop Nutcracker is a contemporary dance spectacle set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music. Directed and choreographed by Jennifer Weber, the production is performed by a supercharged cast of a dozen all-star dancers, a DJ, a violinist, and MC Curtis Blow, one of hip-hop's founding fathers. The dynamic performers take audiences on a journey that celebrates love, community, and, of course, the magic of the holiday season. Coming up Tuesday through Sunday, it is, that's December 28th through January 2nd, A Christmas Story, the musical. This event brings the classic 1983 movie to hilarious life on stage. Course set in 1940s Indiana, a young and bespectacled Ralphie Parker schemes his way toward the holiday gift of his dreams, an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle, the AKA BB gun, an infamous leg lamp, outrageous pink bunny pajamas, a maniacal department store Santa, and a triple dog dare to lick a freezing flagpole are just a few of the distractions that stand between Ralphie and his Christmas wish. Wednesday and Thursday, January 12 and 13, Tom Segura, I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour. Actor, comedian, writer Tom Segura is one of the biggest names in the comedy business. He's probably best known for his Netflix specials, Ball Hog in 2020, Disgraceful in 2018, Mostly Stories 2016, and Completely Normal in 2014. Friday, January 14th, the DPAC, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. As one of today's premier stand-up comics, Joe Coy has come a long way from his modest beginnings performing at a Las Vegas coffee house to now selling out the world's most prestigious venues. The hugely relatable comic pulls inspiration from his family, specifically his son. Sunday, January 16th, it's Boys to Men. The group redefined popular R&B and continues to create timeless hits that appeal to fans across all generations. The band has penned and performed some of the most celebrated classics of the past two decades. The trio holds the distinction of being the best-selling R&B group of all time, with an astounding 64 million albums sold. Tuesday, January 18th, Erasure. Established in London in 1985, enduring alternative dance duo Erasure combined the talents of emotive broad-range vocalist Andy Bell and synth idol Vince Clark, a founding member of Depeche Mode and Yazoo. Like those bands, Erasure is a synth-based group, but with stronger, more house-oriented dance inclinations, as well as a sharp, accessible sense of pop songcraft. Also in January at DPAC on the 22nd, which is a Saturday, Trey Kennedy. There You Are For Real tour. A writer, actor, comedian, and musician, Trey can truly do it all. Best known for his hilariously spot-on sketches that put the perfect comedic spin on the idiosyncrasies of specific groups. Friday through Sunday, January 28th through the 30th, Rent. For a quarter of a century, Jonathan Larson's Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning masterpiece, Rent, has inspired us to choose love over fear and to live without regret. Monday, January 31st, Mystery Science Theater 3000 Time Bubble Tour. The critically acclaimed TV series Mystery Science Theater 3000 for the uninitiated is on Netflix. At more than three decades, the series has garnered the Peabody Award for Broadcast Excellence and multiple Emmy Award nominations. Then coming up in early February, Tuesday the 1st, The Choir of Man, the best pub show you've ever seen. Wednesday, February 9th, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Friday, February 11th, Nashville Songwriters. Saturday, February 12th, Leanne Morgan, Big Panty Tour. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m., unless noted. Thursday, December 23rd, Murray and Peter present A Drag Queen Christmas. Wednesday, January 5th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. I apologize. Once again, that's the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. There are performances at 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Sunday, January 9th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Rejoice, music from Arthur Honegger, Dvorak's The Water Goblin, and Beethoven Symphony No. 5. Curtain goes up at 3. Saturday, January 15th, Donna Washington, storyteller. This is part of the Family Saturday series. A highly animated performer, Washington has been entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life for a long time. Show starts at 11 a.m. Then on Sunday, January 16th, Citizen Cope. Ask him how he knew it was time to record a new studio album. And Clarence Greenwood, the trailblazing artist and producer better known as Citizen Cope, has a simple answer. It was time. Cope has built an entire career on trusting his gut and following his muse, and if his new album, Heroin and Helicopters, is any indication, his instincts are sharper now than ever before. Monday, January 24th, Carolina Theater, The Movement. It's an a cappella musical. An original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and changed American history. Two performances, one at 9:45 a.m., the other is at 11:20 a.m. This is part of the Arts Discovery educational series. Thursday, January 27th, Tig Notaro, Hello Again. An Emmy and Grammy-nominated stand-up comedian, writer, radio contributor, and actor, as well as a favorite on numerous talk shows, including Ellen, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Conan. Rolling Stone named her one of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. That show starts at 7. Friday, January 28th at Carolina Theater, Ashley McBride, This Town Talks Tour. McBride cut her teeth playing country songs in rural biker bars, and it shows. Her 2018 major label debut, Girl Going Nowhere, charmed the New York Times, NPR, Rolling Stone, Paste, The Washington Post, and more, all en route to landing a Grammy nomination for Best Country Album. Saturday, January 29th, Whitney Cummings, Touch Me Tour. Cummings is a comedian, actor, writer, producer, director, and host of the podcast Good For You. That show is at 7. Tuesday, February 1st, February 1. On this remarkable day in history, the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Ezell Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to anyone but whites, and this demonstration is considered as one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. Two performances, one at 9:45 and the other at 11:20, again part of the Arts Discovery educational series. Then Thursday, February 3rd, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour. Saturday, February 5th, Shayna Tucker. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny, Side Eye. Thursday, February 10th, L. Strong and Trio, Groove Baby Groove, A Story of Melodic Triumph. And Friday, February 11th, Kathleen Madigan. And that show is at 7. By the way, it's the Do You Have Any Ranch Tour? Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, December 29th, Damian Escobar. He's a musician, entrepreneur, philanthropist, humanitarian. Damian Escobar bears many titles and puts no limits on what more he can achieve, making him one of the most prolific figures hailing from Jamaica, Queens. The Emmy-winning NAACP Image Award nominee possesses a nearly two-decade-spanning resume that includes Billboard chart-topping albums, sold-out global tours, collaborations with music legends, and a whole lot more. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater Wednesday, December 29th. Then moving on to Friday and Saturday, December 31st and January 1st, it's the Shen Yun Performing Arts in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, January 7th, Carolina Gospel Jubilee. This is from Pinecone. Saturday, January 8th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs. This is from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, January 14th, Friday Favorites, Beethoven Triple Concerto, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Then Friday and Saturday, January 14 and 15, Beethoven Triple Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, January 15th, Comedy Queen Monique and Friends. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, January 16th, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. Friday, January 21st, Dan Tominski Band. And this is from Pinecone at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd, the Best of Broadway from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Monday, January 24th, an evening with Bruce Dickinson. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. as is the concert on Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, Mailer Symphony No. 4 from the North Carolina Symphony. Friday and Sunday, January 28 and 30, La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera. Then in early February, from the 3rd through the 20th, Romeo and Juliet from Carolina Ballet, and that's at Maymandy Concert Hall. Checking out Carolina Performing Arts, Thursday, January 13th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt features Shara Nova, classically trained vocalist, self-taught multi-instrumentalist, and CPA Andrew W. Mellon Foundation Creative Futures Artist in Residence. Shara Nova is a Detroit-based performing artist and is in her fourth year of artist residency at Carolina Performing Arts. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, 600 Highwaymen, 1,000 Ways, Part 3. Tuesday and Wednesday, the 25th and 26th of January, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, What Problem? And this is at Memorial Hall. February 9th through the 16th, Ocean Body, and that's at Current Art Space and Studio. Thursday, February 10th, Joshua Bell on violin and Peter Dugan on piano, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Thursday, February 17th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt features Okwi Okpokwasi Lee. I know I didn't pronounce that correctly, but I tried to do it phonetically. Still doesn't roll off of your tongue. But anyway, this is a virtual event, and it's with Tiff Merritt. Saturday, February 19th, Theo Croker, Black to Life, A Future Past. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, Flutronics with Discourse. This is at Current Art Space and Studio as well. That's through February. Duke Performances, Saturday, January 15th, Junction Trio, and that's at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, ABT Studio Company, also known as the American Ballet Theater. It's been around since 1939. Reynolds Industries Theater is hosting the performance. Friday, February 4th, Yarn and Wire. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Annie Dorson, Yesterday, Tomorrow. This is at the Rubenstein Arts Center, Von der Hayden Studio Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Urban Bush Women's Hair and Other Stories, Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, February 19th, Chompy Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 25th and 26th, 8th Blackbird. And that's at Rubenstein Arts Center, Von der Hayden Studio Theater. And Saturday, February 26th, Elliott Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, February 27th, Elliott Quartets, Four Quartets, Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Only three shows left in Raleigh Little Theater's 2022 season. February 4th through the 20th, next year, of course, Pride and Prejudice. March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones is not a crook. And June 3rd through the 19th next year, In the Heights, a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. All right, checking the clubs in downtown Raleigh, starting with Poor House Music Hall on South Blount Street. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Thursday, December 23rd, Sam Frybush Organ Trio. Sunday, December 26th, Sweet Dream, Juniper Avenue, and Garrett Dayton and the In-Flights. That concert starts at 7. Tuesday, December 28th, Mellow Swells with Hoop and Mal Boogie, or Mal Boogie, and that starts at 8. Wednesday, December 29th, River Dog at 8. Thursday, December 30th, Space Angel with Charlie Passo. Friday, December 31st, Nye with Arson Daly, a live album recording, plus Daddy's Beamer and Pink Beds. Saturday, January 1st, Sons of Paradise with Crucial Fire, The Destinators, and Akita. That concert starts at 8. Wednesday, January 5th, Restraining Order with Warn and Spy. Thursday, January 6th, Nordista Freeze with Monsoon. Friday, January 7th, Blue-Footed Boobies. Saturday, January 8th, Ray Gun Superstar with Ghost Blonde and Modern Kind. And then Sunday, January 9th, Motric with Core Deluxe and John Satterley of Zach Mexico, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Switching to the Ritz, their current schedule, Tuesday, January 18th, Whale under a Blue Moon Tour. By the way, the Ritz is on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows there start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, January 20th, Scotty McCreery. Saturday, January 22nd, Parker McCollum. Monday, January 24th, Two Friends. Sunday, January 30th, Courtney Barnett. And Saturday, February 5th, Dirty Honey and Mammoth WHV, the Young Guns Tour. And finally, at the Lincoln Theater, which is, by the way, on East Cabarrus Street. Thursday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove, and that one starts at 10. Wednesday, December 29th, Big Something with Maggie Rose at 8:30. There's also a New Year's package. Thursday, December 30th, Big Something with Sex Brews, and that's at 8:30. Friday, December 31st, Big Something with special guests Josh Phillips and Ranford Allman. That's at 9:30. Then Saturday, January 1st, Big Something with Dr. Bacon, and that show starts at 8:30. Saturday, Saturday, January 8th, Eric Strickland Band, 16 Penny, and Rebels Fox. That starts at 8. Sunday, January 9th. I keep wanting to go back to that June. School of Rock, Raleigh, presents Afternoon of Rock and Roll. That starts at 3 o'clock. Again, Sunday, January 9th. Then Thursday and Friday, January 13 and 14, Zoso, the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience. Thursday night show is at 8. Friday night, it cranks up at 8:30. Saturday, January 15th, Anderson East with Bendigo Fletcher. And that is at 8 o'clock. Checking some concerts outside of the Triangles. We'll start with the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Sunday, January 16th, Trevor Noah, Back to Abnormal World Tour. Sunday, February 6th, Billie Eilish, Happy Than Ever Tour. Thursday, February 10th, Jeff Dunham and crew. Seriously? Friday, February 11th, Andrea Bocelli in concert for Valentine's. And Wednesday, February 16th at Spectrum Center, Dua Lipa, the Future Nostalgia Tour. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert, Saturday, April 23rd, Billy Joel. April 30th, Kenny Chesney, Here and Now Tour. June 28th, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. September 1st, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Global Tour 2022. And, of course, September 18th, which is a Sunday, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. And at the Greensboro Coliseum, Wednesday, December 22nd, All Elite Wrestling. Friday, December 31st, the Avett Brothers. Saturday, January 8th, Ludacris and Nelly. Saturday and Sunday, January 15 and 16, it is a monster jam. Saturday, January 29th, Kicker AMA National Arena Cross. Friday, February 4th, Ricardo Montana. Saturday, February 5th, No Limit Reunion Tour. Wednesday, February 9th, Chris Tomlin, Tomlin United Tour. Friday, February 11th, Billy Strings, Winter Tour 2022. Let me see here. Then we go to Mike Epps. He's in Greensboro, Saturday, February 12th, the No Remorse Comedy Tour. Saturday, February 26th, Winter Jam, Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. Friday, March 11th, this one was added just recently, Korn. And then Sunday, March 13th, it is Mercy Me, the Inhale and Exhale Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.